This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Grocery store employees, home caregivers, farm workers, other essential workers, and people over 60 are now eligible to receive the coronavirus vaccine in New Mexico. The state health department today announced it was moving to new phases in its distribution plan. The move comes as New Mexico and other states aim to meet a federal mandate of getting more people vaccinated by May. New Mexico has administered more than 1 million shots and remains ranked top in the U.S. for vaccine distribution. State officials also pointed to another key milestone. More than 60% of those already eligible have received at least their first shot. Another factor was that vaccine providers in many parts of the state were no longer able to find eligible New Mexicans to fill appointments. State officials said those in the earlier groups will still be prioritized, but providers now have the option of inviting more New Mexicans when they can't fill appointments. More than 1.5 million New Mexicans are eligible, according to state data. More than 22% have been fully vaccinated so far. More than one-third have received their first shot, including a majority of residents 75 and older who have registered. The general public is expected to be added to the list in mid to late April. New Mexico legislators early today passed a sweeping and contentious sick leave mandate for private company employees that would go into effect next year. The Senate voted 25-16 to send the Healthy Workplaces Act to Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, whose administration has signaled support for the bill. If she signs it into law, all private sector workers in the state would earn at least 1 hour of sick leave for every 30 hours worked, starting on their first day on the job and usable after their first month of work. It also requires an additional 80 hours of sick leave if the governor declares a health emergency in the future. Part-time employees would get emergency leave proportional to their weekly hours. The bill hit resistance in committee and again on the Senate floor over a section that excludes public sector employees. Public workers were ultimately excluded from the bill by a narrow vote after 2 a.m. this morning. New Mexico legislators are racing against the clock to provide final approval to major initiatives, from increased tax breaks for working families to the final touches on a $7.4 billion budget. The legislature has until noon tomorrow to send bills to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for consideration. The State House of Representatives signed off on Senate amendments to a spending plan for the coming fiscal year that starts July 1st. The bill increases general fund spending by nearly 5% to bolster public school education, environmental oversight, and public salaries at state agencies and schools. Lujan Grisham can veto any provisions, though legislation addresses most of her spending priorities. The state Senate endorsed up to $73 million in annual tax breaks through an expansion of the state working families tax credit and earned income tax credit. Final House endorsement was pending. Income tax rate increases on high earners were stripped from the bill during the committee vetting process. New Mexico lawmakers have advanced sweeping educational funding reforms during the legislative session. Some measures could change schools and early childhood education for decades to come, including a constitutional amendment that calls for increasing withdrawals from the $20 billion land grant permanent fund. Others are short-term fixes aimed at remote learning and the coronavirus. Some legislation will affect how students learn in the future, including a law against hair discrimination and an overhaul of New Mexico's broadband expansion efforts. This is KUNM.